On the phone is the general manager of Kentucky Speedway, Mark Simmendinger. Mark, you're certainly busy gearing up for 3 days of NASCAR races, July 9th through the 11th. That's just a few days before the All-Star Game. How exciting is it?
Well, it's great for the whole community that we get the stars of NASCAR coming in, and then when they clear out of town, then we immediately have the stars for baseball take their place. So, you know, for a whole week-long period of time, for us to be the focus of the sporting world right here in the Cincinnati area is pretty cool. So, you know, I'm glad to be a part of that. It's always exciting to host those events. There's very few triple-header weekends. Triple-header weekend in our sport is the all three NASCAR Touring Series. The Truck Series, that race is the UNOH 225. That's on July the 9th on Thursday night. Then we have the Xfinity Series, which is the Kentucky 300. And then the big race is the Quaker State 400 presented by Advance Auto Parts. That's the one on Saturday night, and that's the one with all the Sprint Cup drivers in it. So that's the big focus of the weekend.
And you've also added two free practice sessions on Wednesday, July 8th.
Well, we certainly worked with NASCAR to do that. NASCAR has come up with a new rules package for the cars. And the purpose of that is to eliminate some downforce on the cars, which will mean that the cars won't grip the track as well. That seems a little counterintuitive maybe, but if they don't grip the track as well, that means that the drivers have to be more careful when they go into the turns. They might have to let off the accelerator. With the package the way it was before, they were able to just pretty much mash down the accelerator all the way around and took some of the skill out of the racing. So the thought is, by doing what they're doing and taking the downforce off the cars a little bit, softening those tires also, it's going to introduce some more variables into the race. It's going to make for more exciting racing. There's going to be more green flag passing, and there should be a lot more lead changes as a result of all that. And who knows, you might even see a wreck or two.
Well, speaking of wrecks, Kyle Busch had one earlier in the season that waylaid him for a while. Safer barriers were put up at a number of tracks. Was Kentucky Speedway part of that revision of the walls?
Yeah, we added a whole bunch of safer barrier. We've been doing that over the last several weeks. We're all finished now and in good shape. You know, Kyle is a past champion here. He won our inaugural Sprint Cup race. He's the driver that in the first 4 years, this will be our fifth race coming up. The first 4 years, he's got the best record of any driver on the circuit. He and Matt Kenseth are tied for the overall best record. He averages a fourth place finish, which is just incredible. So we've got a long relationship with Kyle, and it was terrible to see what happened to him down in Daytona, but I'm really happy that he's back racing now. Not only that, while he was on break, he and his wife had their first child. And, you know, hopefully Kyle comes back and does what he does, which is race up front when he gets to Kentucky.
Jeff Gordon's retiring at the end of the season, so this Kentucky race is pretty important to him.
He's been talking about it, Lee, in a lot of interviews. People are saying, because, you know, it's Jeff's last season of racing in Sprint Cup, as you were talking about. So this is his last chance to come to Kentucky and win a race, and we're the only track that he hasn't won on. So he's been pretty vocal about saying, I want to win at Kentucky to complete the whole list here. And Jeff, if you look at his record, has done very, very well at Kentucky. He's averaged a seventh place finish over the first four races, and he's always been in the top 10. So there's a really good chance that he will be running up front, and how exciting will that be for all the fans to come out, you know, be cheering him on one more time and see him run up front. It's going to be pretty cool.
Speaking of fans, Dale Jr. fans ought to be pretty happy. He's running in two races.
How about that? It's the first time he's ever run in the Xfinity Series race the night before the Sprint Cup race. Obviously, Dale is the most popular driver in the Sprint Cup Series. I think he's won that like 12 or 13 years in a row. He's everybody's most favorite driver. So here he is. He's going to run on Friday night in the Xfinity Series race. Then he's going to come back and run Saturday night in the Sprint Cup Series race. First time he's ever done that here in Kentucky. He owns a very successful Xfinity Series team. They actually won the race last year, but he wasn't driving the car. Kevin Harvick was, and they won that race. So they're the defending champ, and it's a great opportunity for fans to come out and see their favorite driver at, you know, reduced price, because the Xfinity Series tickets are less expensive than Sprint Cup. Crowds are not as big on Friday night as they will be for Sprint Cup. Great opportunity for you to bring your family out. Prices are lower. It's easier to get around, and you still get to see, you know, one of the icons of the sport.
And there are a lot of activities for race fans all 3 days prior to the races. There's camping, infield packages, the shopping area where the drivers' haulers are, and there's a concert.
Yeah, we have Jared Neiman is going to be performing on Saturday about 5:15 is the pre-race concert, Country Star. In addition to that, we're going to have aerobatic display by Team Aeroshell, which is, the stunt planes. So they'll do their thing around 5 o'clock leading into Jared's concert. We've also got Monster Energy has got motorcycles. They're going to do Daredevil motorcycle display. We've got Jimmy Houston, the world's best bass fisherman, will be doing demonstrations for fans that are into fishing. We've got the world's greatest CrossFit trainer. He is here, Rich Froning. He's a four-time champion in CrossFit. And CrossFit, you know, is like the new fitness rage. And then we go all the way, Lee, we've got bulls. Professional bull riding will be here. And we've got some cowboys and we've got some bulls. So fans will get to see that stuff, too. So we got a little bit of everything. Another neat thing that we're doing, our sponsor, Quaker State, is handing out rally towels to everybody. They're green rally towels, which is Quaker State's color, signature color. Every time there's a green flag, we want the fans to be waving the rally towels to cheer their drivers on. So that'll be a fun thing, too.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. And there's also those classic tailgating parties all over the parking lots. When does the track open each day, and when can race fans start camping?
Well, they can start camping on Wednesday. So the campgrounds will open Wednesday, and as we said, with the added practice, because of this new rules package that NASCAR is putting in, we've got a Wednesday practice. So with the Sprint Cup cars on the track for 4 hours, from 3 to 5 and from 6 to 8. So if you are a motorsports fan, if you're any kind of a race fan, you will never get this much value for your camping dollar and for your ticketing dollar. Wednesday's practice is wide open. It's for free. All you got to do is just show up, go in there, and you can watch that. Then you've got all day Thursday with practice and qualifying on the trucks, capped by the UNOH 225. Then you've got Friday, the Xfinity race, Saturday, the Sprint Cup race. Just a ton of activity. You can buy a tent camping spot all the way up to you can bring your very elaborate camper if you want to and plug into our, you know, one of our electric spots. We got everything in between.
Now, one more quick question on the practices. Are the drivers from all three series going to be on the track?
No. On Wednesday, that is only for Sprint Cup. So Wednesday's practice session is a Sprint Cup practice session only, and it is for the purpose of them trying out the new rules package that NASCAR has introduced, and that rules package for the cars goes into effect on July the 11th. We will be the very first race under the new rules package. And so they need time to test that. And so they've added that time on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, on each of those days, we will have practice and qualifying for the truck series on Thursday and the Xfinity series on Friday. So, in fact, I think we have a little Xfinity practice on Thursday as well. So there's really wall-to-wall practice, but only Cup cars on Wednesday.
So fans should bring their earplugs.
Fans should always bring their earplugs, but they will get their fill. I can guarantee you that it's going to be a great weekend. And like I said, if you love motorsports, you'll never see more action than you're going to see here at Kentucky Speedway here coming up in early July.
Well, thanks for talking with us tonight, Mark.
All right, Lee. Very good talking to you, too.
I've been speaking with Mark Simmendinger, General Manager of Kentucky Speedway. Three NASCAR races are planned for the evenings of Thursday through Saturday, July 9th through the 11th, plus two free practice sessions on Wednesday, July 8th. You'll find more information at wbxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
Now if it storms, storms, storms when you're out to sea, you might be stranded on a tropical beach. Say goodbye, bye, bye to who you were. You'll have a hell of a time living in heaven on earth. It won't matter anymore. No, it won't matter anymore. Pick